Hey ladies, welcome to a new episode of our podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And today I want to talk to you about starting a new chapter of your life. This is something that I've been thinking about for a few days now, and it is something that I've been going through as well. One of the practices that I developed over the years was to write all my successes on just one piece of paper and to stick it somewhere visible where I can see it around my desk. And anytime I feel like I'm going through, a moment of doubt or questioning something that I'm doing or that something that I want to do, I always like to go back and take a look at this piece of paper and remember how far I've come and all the challenges that I've been through. And the beautiful thing about this practice is that it anchors you in your success, and it helps you to remember all the great things that you have created in your life. And we all know that whatever you focus on, you create more of. And so the more you can focus on your successes, the more likely you're going to succeed more, and the more likely you're going to, and over time, you're going to start noticing some sort of patterns, into your successful experiences or past moments. And the beauty, the beautiful thing about this is that you can take these patterns and then you can become more intentional, and you start putting yourself in this. And that success state deliberately. So you become more intentional in creating the circumstances that helped you to create that success to begin with. So for me, anytime I feel like I want to do something, but I'm hesitating, or I know I should do that thing, but I'm just questioning myself or questioning my ability, to do it or not. But I like to, I always go back and look at this paper, and not only it reminds you of the successes that you've had, but it brings with it these emotions of pride and joy and, humble greatness, because you feel like, oh my God, I've been through a lot. And over the years, I managed to overcome a lot. And so if I can go through what I've been through before, and I can still be here, I can still be here. I still found a way. I still did what needs to be done. Then there's a surge of emotions that come to your heart and that fills you with so much gratitude and appreciation and humble pride of realizing that you can do it, that you're capable of so much more, and that most of the time we're just selling ourselves short. We're selling ourselves short because we allow ourselves to listen to that voice, to that monkey mind, that tells us, oh, you can't do it now, you don't have the experience, you don't have the skill, the talent, you're too old, you're too young, you're too whatever. All of this diminishes when you are so soaked in emotions of, in feelings of, gratitude and appreciation for all the greatness that you created before in your life, and that fills your heart. And from that place, you start believing more in yourself, and you start realizing that, no, wait, I've been there, I've done that, and it doesn't matter how hard or challenging might sound at the moment, but what matters is that you don't give up, and what matters is that you keep going. And that one, and what matters is that you don't lose sight of who you are and what you want to create in your life. And so my message to you really today is, if you're going through a breakup right now and you're finding yourself in a place where you're doubting yourself and you're questioning your worthiness, I want you to get a piece of paper and on that piece of paper write all the beautiful and great things that you have created in your life before. It doesn't matter whether it's in your professional career or your personal life, whatever, anything that you consider success, anything that you consider an experience that or a challenge that you have risen above, write it on the piece of paper and put yourself in that state. Remember how you felt when you were in that moment, you know, how proud of yourself you were and how strong you felt. And put that piece of paper somewhere around your desk or where you usually work, so that any time you find yourself questioning yourself again, or you know, doubting yourself or questioning whether life is going to be any better after the pain that you're going through, take a look at this piece of paper and put yourself again in that state. Let those emotions wrap you, you know, get into your heart. Just feel them as much as you can with every part of your body. Put yourself in that state. And believe me, from that state, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible when you are in a state of love and appreciation and gratitude and humble pride, because you realize that you are capable of way more and that you have unlimited potential, unlimited power. But all you need to do is just to believe in yourself and to keep moving in the right direction. And even if you don't know the how, it doesn't matter. Even if you don't have all the answers right now, again, it doesn't matter. Even if you don't know all the steps, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you keep moving in the right direction and you never lose sight of who you are, who you want to be, and what you want to create in your life. And the last thing I want to bring is that if you are going through a breakup, but you finally made a decision that you are, that you're moving from that pain to start to create a better life for yourself, I want to gift to you a video training that I created for you, that walks you through the three steps that took me from pain to peace after the breakup that almost cost me my life years ago. And I'm gonna put the link in the description of this episode. So go there and watch it if this is something that you're going through, and believe me, you're going to get so much value out of it. And also make sure to join our free Facebook community, Soul Mastery Sisterhood. Again, I'll put the link in the description of this episode. Please remember, you have so much greatness and success in your past. So bring that forward and put it right in front of your eyes so that it helps and inspires you to create more of that. I hope you found today's episode helpful for you. Please share it with someone that you feel like she wants or needs that right now. Take care of yourself, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.